during the pandemic, we realized that we could really contribute. So in March of last year, we published something in the Proceedings National Academy of the Sciences that talked about, well, you know, those populations have different age structures and different risks. We also published in Nature Human Behavior on social bubbles, so how you could have repeated contacts with the same people. And that got introduced into policy. We were conducted by, you know, multinational construction firms saying, oh, could we use your model? So we realized we had quite a bit of expertise. And then I joined a few committees for SAGE, the government's emergency committee for behavioral sciences, SPI-B. Prior to that, I had also joined the Royal Society's emergency group. And I went, well, on a heavy media extravaganza just to say, listen, you know, we're one of the few countries in the world that haven't adopted face coverings. And at that point, England had not yet adopted them. And the evidence is quite clear, and we're seeing it even more with aerosol transmission, that this was it. But with behavior and with face coverings, we had to present this evidence in a sort of empirical way that would make them realize that the evidence, the observational studies, and all these different studies that weren't necessarily a randomized control trial were still valid, high-quality evidence. So it was battling on a few fronts to deal with that.